The thing that surprised me the most, when the government found out that people were scared of it, they began spraying the Vietnamese people deliberately. Whether they knew they were poisoning them or not is a question I raise in my book, and there's evidence on both sides of that.
So what you're asserting is this is, at the very least, unintentional chemical warfare.
Yes, a chemical war. I don't think there's any question about it. And it wasn't just herbicides. The U.S. government used chemicals that weren't manufactured as weapons, but they were used as weapons. That includes herbicides. That includes riot control gases, which can cause death when sprayed in tunnels where people can't escape and where old people and young children are exposed. All of a sudden, these become anti-personnel weapons. Napalm, which is supposedly used to defoliate, was modified to stick to human flesh. I mean, we did horrible things there. As we started to lose the war and become more desperate, we changed the tools we used to help in the war. We started to use them against people.
How were American veterans at that time being exposed in harmful ways?
Well, when you start spraying towns and villages, there's American soldiers there, too. That's part of it. The food that people eat became poisoned. And water that people drank. There's another surprising thing, is that herbicides came in 50-gallon barrels. And when they were emptied, they weren't really empty. There were 2 or 3 gallons of herbicide left in the barrels. Soldiers used them for showers, for barbecues. Vietnamese used them to hold gas and wound up spraying dioxin all over Vietnam. The cities became defoliated, even though they were never sprayed. They were sprayed by Vietnamese automobiles and motorcycles. No one could figure it out for a while. So people were exposed in surprising, unexpected ways.
At the time, from what you've gathered, how much did the government know about the effects of Agent Orange as far as it related to their soldiers?
To answer that question correctly, you got to define the term government. There were people in the government, scientists in the government, who clearly knew there was a poison hiding inside this herbicide. Whether the people in the military knew, whether people in the White House knew, it's hard to know. There are some government scientists who said that we knew there was a poison, but we thought the enemy was going to be poisoned and not American troops. The litigation was so crazy, and that's where a lot of my information comes from. It's hard to get at the complete truth of who knew what and when they knew it.
The United States government and military are huge. So many elements within the government don't have any idea what another element is doing or what they know, what they don't know. And that presented some real difficulties in litigating the case in court.
Right. And in running a war, too. One of the problems is that the chemical companies that produce this stuff were trying to prove that the government knew that this contained a poison. And they didn't do a bad job, because at least at mid-level hierarchy of the government, people should have known that. You know, there's a legal term of knew or should have known, because you can't prove what people know. You can only prove what information was available to them that they should have known. And meanwhile, veterans were trying their hardest to prove that the government didn't know. Because of the vagaries of this litigation, they couldn't get money from the government. If it could be proved that the government did know, then they wouldn't get anything. The chemical companies would be off the hook.
From what I'm understanding is, the veterans really felt their best option for some sort of justice would be to go after the chemical company.
Right, because if it could be proved that the government knew and the chemical companies were just doing what the government asked them to do, then they weren't responsible.
It would seem on the surface that the veterans would have had a fairly easy time going after the chemical company if they had the United States government, if you will, on their side.
Yes, but they didn't really.
But it didn't really, and why?
No. The government doesn't like to admit that it poisoned its soldiers. It's just that simple. But the government was pretty much on the sidelines. They didn't want to admit they knew anything. And you even have high-level scientists who, when they're showed evidence of information that they received that this stuff was toxic, would deny ever remembering seeing it. Nobody wants to take responsibility for something horrible. Because once again, what we're saying is the government is not a single entity. It's hundreds, thousands of people dealing with the same event. And, you know, nobody wants to be the responsible person.
Roughly, how many U.S. veterans are we talking about looking for some sort of compensation because of exposure to Agent Orange?
Hundreds of thousands. possibly over a million. That also is money, unfortunately, because there are so many people who are sick for reasons other than herbicide exposure, and the symptoms of these of dioxin exposure, dioxin is the poison that's in the herbicide, aren't very different from what people get normally. Heart attacks, diabetes, lung cancer, liver problems, neurological problems, things that people just get. So to determine whether they were actually exposed, it should be possible to do that, but the officially done science hasn't been able to do that.
Well, that burden would seem extraordinary for a veteran who has fallen ill to prove that, in fact, their illness is a result of Agent Orange. That must be just tremendously difficult for them to gain any sort of compensation in that light.
It was really difficult for a very long time. Things have changed very recently, and the new head of the VA has finally given the benefit of the doubt to the veterans, which was what was always supposed to happen. Legally, that's the government's responsibility to give the benefit of the doubt to the veterans when they're making a claim. But the VA has never done it until recently.
Where does the litigation effort stand at this point?
I think it's done. I think the veterans are getting what they're going to get. Whether that's enough, I doubt it. Some people are probably getting enough, but most people probably aren't. And it didn't go to the people who were sickest, who suffered most from herbicide exposure.